Please remain standing for our prayer of invocation. We give you this day, Lord. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. We give you our spirits. We give you our bodies. With these wondrous parts of your creation, God, help us to know and seek your will, which is for us to rejoice instead of mourn as we speak forth the good news of your unconditional love. Holy Spirit, nourish and cleanse us from all unrighteous and self-defeating thoughts and actions. Help us to rest and trust in your provision as sufficient for the day. It is in this knowledge of your wonder, of your vigilant love, that we pray. Amen. And now let's hear from the Old Testament. This week's Old Testament reading is on page 536 in your pew Bibles, if you want to follow along. It's Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. The word of the Lord. And now the New Testament reading today will be from the book of Matthew. It's on page 3 of the New Testament section in your pew Bible. It's taken from chapter 5, that's Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of the Lord.